This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is the first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and then also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. So today's episode is going to be about the cost-benefit analysis of being in a narcissistic or a toxic relationship. So a lot of times when I'm talking to people over Zoom and things like that, I always ask them to do a cost-benefit analysis of why they are staying in this toxic relationship. Why are they staying in this relationship with a narcissist? I always ask, because a lot of people will have you, hey, why are you in this relationship? Do a pro-cons list and things like that. So to me, a pros and cons list of why you're in a relationship, does it work? Yeah, it could work. But I feel like doing a cost benefit analysis will help you get deeper into it. Because if you don't know, I graduated from North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University, NCANT, with a degree in industrial and systems engineering. And what industrial engineers do, what part of their jobs is to make systems better. And by doing that, they run a lot of cost-benefit analysis. So what is the cost of running this project, and what is the benefit of running this project? So I do that with my everyday life as well. And I tell people that are dealing with narcissists and people that don't actually think that they are narcissistic to do cost-benefit analysis. What is the cost of remaining in this relationship? What is the benefit of remaining in the relationship? If there's not a net positive, then you don't do that project because it will cost you. If there's not a net positive, why are you still in this relationship? And a lot of times I ask them, the cost-benefit analysis are just deeper pros and cons list. Because pros and cons list, you like a pro, cute, con, mean, pro, funny, con, aggressive, pro, you know, I don't know, whatever your pros and cons list. Cost-benefit analysis goes like, what is the benefit of being in a relationship? Benefits have to benefit you. They have to actually add to your life. What is the benefit? And typically, I ask people, what is the benefit? And they can't name a lot of benefits other than that other person's presence. That's it. Or sometimes it's financial security and things like that. Oh, I'm financially secure. I haven't worked in X amount of years. We split the bills. Both the houses. It's financial. Sometimes it's financial and things like that. There's never emotional security. It might be physical security, but it's never emotional security. But what I mean by physical security, from the outside world, not from the inside, because sometimes they'll get you on the inside of the house and things like that. So what I mean, like I said, what is the cost though? Because cons, I say cost are better than cons, because look, what is it going to cost you to stay in this relationship though? I talked to a woman yesterday. What's the cost? She said her daughter, she splits time with her ex. I talked to a woman yesterday. She said she splits time. I think they have 50-50 custody of her daughter. And she said her ex, her current boyfriend is a narcissist. And her ex, she said, it has a lot of toxic traits. So her daughter doesn't like her current boyfriend, who's a narcissist, doesn't like her daughter. And the feeling is mutual. So her daughter is not wanting to come back to her house anymore. So I said, the cost is your relationship with your daughter. Your daughter understands the fact that you're in a toxic relationship and she's going to stop coming to your house. And your daughter understands, she's like 13, 14 years old. Your daughter's old enough to understand that she's not going to come ask you for advice when it comes to boys or when it comes to girls or women or whatnot. She's not going to ask you for relationship advice because you can't provide it to her. Why would she confide in you if she sees that you don't know how to be in a relationship? The cost is your relationship with your daughter. And the cost could be your daughter going to therapy and ended up cutting you off for the rest of her life because she's going to feel like her mom is toxic and her mom chose a toxic man over her. And that, I think that resonated with her because it kind of shocked her, because she said con. I don't get to see my daughter as much. I'm like, no, that's the cost, because you're sacrificing your entire relationship with your daughter for a man you don't really care about. for a man who has way more cost than benefits. The only benefit you had was his physical presence, which you said repulses you now. You know, you say this person's physical presence repulses you now. You just trauma bonded. You love them. Love. The benefit is this one-sided love that you feel like. If the benefit, if the only thing you can put in the benefit column of being in a toxic relationship with a narcissist is love, then that's not gonna take you very far, y'all. Because love is not enough. I just don't feel like love is enough. I mean, people are gonna attack me. They're like, Lee, the reason you don't think love is enough, brother, is because you can't love. Gotcha. Boom. Gotcha. Robots don't have hearts, Lee. You're a narcissistic Jezebel robotic meat sack. You don't have a heart. We don't understand that you don't love. Love is not enough. I love you. Treat you terribly. They can love you and treat you terribly. That type of love is not enough. Let me rephrase that. That type of love is not enough. Like when the words and the actions don't match up, that type of love is not enough. So if words and actions don't match up, don't correlate. You're like, I love you, but they're treating you terribly. I love you, but they're cheating on you. I love you, but they're hitting you. I love you, but they're using you and screaming at you and being emotionally abusive. I love you. Love is not enough. Love is not a benefit. Love is a cost. Because that love you have will cost you your relationships. Your love that benefit right there will cost you your friendships. That love benefit will cost you your family.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Family. Sometimes they isolate you. That love, that benefit that you have in the benefit section will cost you your job because you can't concentrate anymore. You start to struggle at your job. So is that love actually a benefit? What's the benefit, y'all? All I hear is cost. All I hear is cost. And some people's like, well, it'll cost me. Like, the benefit is I get to have my kids 100% of the time in a toxic situation where they can tell that their mom and dad are unhappy together. Y'all be thinking the kids don't notice stuff. They might not notice it when they're in their adolescence, when they're 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. But when they get teenagers, when they get young adults, they're going to know that mom and dad are not happy. And they're going to be sitting in the therapist chair because this generation is going to therapy more than the older generations. And they're going to talk about y'all. I'm telling y'all, this generation of kids, this generation of young adults are cutting, and this generation of older adults are cutting their parents off and cutting their toxic family members and toxic friends off at an astonishing rate. You see the memes going around. It's okay to cut a toxic person out of your life. You don't owe your mom anything. Your mom birthed you. You didn't ask to be born. You don't owe your dad anything. Your dad birthed you. Contributed to your birth. You didn't ask to be born. You don't owe them anything. Cut off. And sometimes they'll cut, like I said, they'll cut off the non-toxic parent too, because they feel like you are toxic as well because you allow it. They'll see that the mom is toxic and the dad stays and sits in a toxic situation. And sometimes they'll cut the dad and the mom off because they feel like the dad is an enabler. They feel like the mom is an enabler. So they cut off both parents. That's a cost, y'all. What is it costing you? What is the cost? Cost-benefit analysis. There's typically when I'm talking to people, there's always a net negative to their relationships. There's not a positive. What's the positive? Literally, y'all. What's the positive right there? You have to have a positive. If there's no positive, then there's no win. You can't win with a negative, y'all. You just cannot. I promise you. If you have a net negative for your relationship, then your relationship is not going to win. Your relationship is not going to survive. I promise you, it won't. It just won't. And I know people will get angry. They're like, "Lee, what if we work hard and they go to therapy and things like that?" There has to be a benefit. Cause, get serious. Yesterday I told people to write down their eulogies. I was like, if you were to die right now, and you base your eulogy or your obituary on this relationship, how would that go? Would it make you happy to write this eulogy, or would it make you sad as hell to feel like you wasted so much time, effort, and energy on somebody that didn't reciprocate it, somewhere that didn't give it back? You gave all your time, effort, energy, and love to this person, but you didn't get it back. How does that make you feel? Do you feel empowered, or do you feel like you wasted a lot of your life? Because there's a lot of moving pieces in that situation right there. And I want people to see that. People need to see it. People need to experience it. So I ask you again, do a cost benefit analysis right now based on your relationship. What is it costing you and what are the benefits? And get real and get in depth with it. Don't put cute, mean, put kids, family, life, lifestyle, put, you know, financial security, emotional security, physical security. Put down the stuff that really, really matters. Don't put down like trivial stuff like cute and funny. Make me laugh. Don't. That's what I say. Don't put down things that anybody else in the world can do for you. Don't put down things that anybody in the world. Don't put anything in the benefit column that anybody else in the world can do. Like when I say anybody else in the world can do, I mean traits like being funny or cute or amusing or gets your jokes or makes you laugh or typically all this funny stuff. Just, you know what I mean, tall, dark, handsome. Has dreads. Am I describing myself? I don't know. Am I? I'm just messing with y'all. But literally, what is the cost and what are the benefit? Put down the stuff that hurts. Put down the stuff that makes you feel good, really feel good. Cost benefit. And a lot of times, the only benefit that's going to be in that column, other than the financial security, is that person. Them. Love. This person. You write their name in the benefit column. Lee. Brad. Mary. Ashley. Shannon, Mark, Matt, Brandon, Darius, whatever, Kingston, you know what I mean? Whatever their name is, if their only benefit they have is their name, which means their which is equivalent to their body and their presence. That's it. Sometimes you only thing that you're the only benefit is their presence. It's them. There's nobody else like them on this planet. Of course, you know, but then you meet me, you see my stuff, and you see how I talk and how I act. You're like, well, you remind me of him. Like, yeah, of course, you act like her. You're talking to talk like her, man. That's of course. So that's why I say people need to take back their power. Cost benefit analysis. When you finish this tough ass cost benefit analysis, at the end of it, you need to see if there's a net positive or net negative. Is it really costing you to be in this relationship, or is it really benefiting you? If there's more net negative, more cost, then you don't do that project, do you? Hey, it costs $1 million to do this project, and we're going to make $10 a year. Wait, so we have to put $1 million up front to make $10 a year? Yes. Would you do that project? No. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all so much. I really truly, unless it's a nonprofit, I guess, but like, I don't know. It doesn't work that way. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning into another episode. I really truly appreciate every single one of y'all. As much as y'all learn from me, I learn even more from y'all. Cost benefit analysis today. I really truly appreciate y'all. Like and subscribe for more. Mental illness is out. Peace. And my podcasters, y'all know what it is. I really truly appreciate y'all. Appreciate all the positive reviews, y'all. I really, really do. They mean the world to me. I really mean that. When I say they mean the world to me, I really mean they mean the world to me. I'm super thankful for y'all. I'm super grateful for y'all. You know, if you haven't already, follow my YouTube channel because I appreciate you. You know, power up, take back your power, like and subscribe for more. And doing this out. Thank you. Peace.